Good luck, everybody. Birshus Nanasi and all the Rosh Yeshiva, Birshus Repenter, and all the Talmidim. One of the purposes of a Malava Malka is to take the Kedusha of Shabbos and bring it into the week. And that concept we have, we say in Halal, Yisruchag, Bavosim, Akarnos, and Mizbeach, to take the Kedusha of Yontif and take it with us throughout the year. And this concept of taking a Kedusha and bringing it with you to other places is very critical in Avodas Hashem. You know, we have 48 kinyanim of how we are supposed to be kona the Torah. And it could very well be that these are real kinyanim, and that if we engage in Talmud Torah and we don't have these kinyanim, it could be on a certain level, maybe it's gezel of our engaging in Talmud Torah. It's very kedai that we go through those 48 kinyanim. No sivol chavero, to learn besimcha. I once heard that the Gemara has an erevin that Talmud Chacham that enjoys gashmias is meshach talmudo. And someone pointed out that, you know, he knows someone who's a baki b'shas and he enjoys, you know, a nice steak, potatoes. What does it mean? It's meshach talmudo. So he said, in the Masifta Derekia, there are certain credentials that a person has to have to go into the Masifta Derekia. And your Talmud Torah has to try to be as pure and pristine as possible. And that means the 48 kinyanim that you have are supposed to be real. And that our midos tovos, the way we act anywhere, even outside the Beis Medrash, have to be real kinyanim. So that while our learning is on the highest level, that it's pure and pristine. There's a Sifri Zutta that says that only certain people are Zocha when Tchias HaMesim happens that will be reminded where we're holding in our learning. And it's only those people where their learning is so pure that the kinyanim are 100% and we have all those kinyanim. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos that when Reloza Barchaz Karsim, he enjoyed some grapes. And then he came back to the original hometown and he couldn't read HaKodesh HaZeh Lachem. How could it be? Because his level was so great that as soon as he felt some gashmias, his learning kind of imploded. As Yushalmi has in Yevamos, that Reb Levi, when they there was a town looking for a Rav, and Rabbeinu HaKodesh recommended Reb Levi, so they put him on the dais and they asked him shailas, and he couldn't answer the shailas. And Yushalmi says, because he was such a tzaddik, but he felt some gaiva a little bit, and the gaiva was such on a high level that he was meshach talmudo. So the concept I'm trying to bring out is that the 48 kinyanim are so critical that, and a lot of times we think we're in the Beis Medrash, you know, I'm learning, I'm engaged in learning, and these and midos tovos really go out the window. But the truth is they're inextricably linked, and we have to chazer over those kinyanim and look at them closely, because these years in yeshiva really give us the foundation that these kinyanim will have anchored in our lives, will always have these kinyanim, and that our learning for the rest of our lives will be very strong and firm and will be pure and not tainted at all with any gezel, because we're able to be B'nai Torah from our yeshiva, Yitzchak Elchanan, our B'nai Torah that are low mid Torah in the highest levels of Lomdus, but can be kona them with all those 48 kinyanim, because they're not two separate areas. The Patek Rav points out on the Parsha, he has four kashas. The one kasha he asks is that it says in Parshas Vayishlach, in the beginning it says that Yaakov sent Malachim to Esav. Why did he have to send Malachim? He could have sent human beings. And the Pasuk says Lafanov. Why did it say Vayishlach Malachim Lafanov? Why Dafka Lafanov? And then he points out that one of the things that Yaakov sent to Esav was that Taryag Mitzvah Shamarti and Beis Lavin. I mean, Esav really, why would Esav care about that? He wasn't interested in Shmiras HaMitzvahs. Why did Yaakov need to notify him of this and convey that? And also, lastly, he asks, he says, that usually the Mechama that Esav was going to war against Yaakov was supposed to be after the death of Yitzchak, and we know Yitzchak was still alive. Why did he, in a sense, Yaakov, push the envelope to prepare for Mechama now? So he says a beautiful Mahalach, which I think is very powerful. And he points out that Yaakov's thought was that Esav thought that he could attack him now because he had been outside Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever. He had lived by Arusha for so many years by Lavan, and that he thought he could in fact take him over and conquer him, and that Esav would be able to win. Yaakov knew this thought process of Esav, and Yaakov comes and says, "You know what? I try in my lifetime." The Medrash says he's a Bechir Shabavos. He's the Emes. He says, "I've tried in my lifetime. I'm Taryag Mitzvahs no matter where I am. And don't think for a moment that I missed a beat. Because what I learned in yeshiva has, changed my life. And I'm an Ishtam Yoshev Olim no matter what the situation is, no matter what trials and tribulations. I have the proper Emunah Bitachon. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help me. And don't think you can get me now." And we have a Mesorah that any mitzvah you do, you create a Malach. And he sent those malachim. They weren't the malachim in Mishar Se'elyon. They were malachim that he did with mitzvahs. Lefanav means these are the malachim that I've created. I live near a rosh, it didn't affect me. And I'm not saying environment doesn't make a difference. What I'm trying to bring out is that just like the Kedusha of Shabbos and the Mlev HaMalki, you're supposed to bring it during the week. Everything you have, you learn in yeshiva in these years, you'll take it with you, Admeh Esrim. And that's why we got to take every second in yeshiva, use it to the best of our ability to meet his tovos, to combine that with the Talmud Torah, and that we anchor our lives with these years, because this is really the training ground of life. And as Rav Penner and was mentioned before, also beautifully, these are critical years and we have to not take them for granted. And that's why he had to send the Malachim, and he had to wage the war right now. He had to wage the war because he had to say to Esav, you know, "You're wrong. Don't think you can get me." So what I want to bring out is that, you know, Ezel Chacham Aroas Anola, you look to the future on a practical level, on a future level. Whatever you get in mitzvahs and kedusha in one place, you take it with you everywhere. Your public persona is the same as your private persona. You're a Ben Torah everywhere. You're a Ben Yeshiva. You're a Ben Reb Yitzchak Chanon. And it's a great schus. I want to give a bracha to everyone that may you only have kedusha in your lives. May your learning be in the highest levels. May you be Konet, be Kinyan Shlema, and may HaKadosh Baruch Hu look down at our yeshiva and say, "This is a yeshiva of Kedusha of the highest levels." May we be Zofa to learn in it forever and ever. Thank you. Good luck. I'm gonna make it.